Jacob Olafia brought the Mexican people selling merchandise. And also, Isaac Rafael was the same way. And also, Yaakov Haim used to sell merchandise to the Mexican. And told you about Isaac Rafael. Although they used to sell peddling from house to house, clothes and jewelry, and stuff like that, to house, like they do. Some people, they go on a credit.
Uh-huh. They'd sell on credit? Okay. Albert Nochica got here in 1912.
1912, yeah.
Now, Leon Legere said that, Albert Tarica, Albert Caraco, was born in 1908 here in Los Angeles.
Albert Caraco?
Uh-huh.
Which Albert Caraco?
The son of Jack Caraco. Jack has a son?
1908?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got, but the one is, I think he's Albert. The one is Albert, the other one is Morris. In the market business in Southgate.
He said that that Albert was born in 1908 in Los Angeles. Do you think that? Albert?
Yeah.
Was born in 1908.
The country where we came from, you know, the Oriental. What do you expect out of Oriental countries? They're progressing. When you take in Germany, they knew how to make ships, this and that, everything. But over there, they can even make the their own tools. They had to bring everything from outside. So there were no opportunities for the people over there to learn. There were no factories, there was nothing to improve. So when we came over here, we were the only thing we knew is how to sew buttons and, you know, tailor and shoemaker. You see, a lot of our people, you know, they were shoemakers because they came from the other country.
Shoemakers were also an occupation over here? It wasn't the immediate occupation, was it? When the people first came over, they wouldn't become a shoemaker because they don't have any start.
Yes, they
would.
They first of all, the shoemaker is easy to go in business because you don't buy the machinery over here, and you rent it all the time. All the shoemaker machines, they are on a royalty basis. So they used to go out and work for a month or two for somebody else and learn. They used to go out and work right away. And use it, make their own shops.
Uh-huh. I see.
Because they used to make their own shoes by hand, the whole shoes. They used to make by
hand. They
used to cut it, they used to do everything and make it. That's what they teach you over there. So when they come over here, everything was easy because everything was by machine. Mm-hmm. So instead of sewing by hand, and prepare them together and cut them and everything. And now is they got machines, they cut it, and they do everything. So it was easy for them.
Let's see. There's a lot of the have you know, like Hermana Miriam and the Hermanas? Like they're supposed to have sort of like they're supposed to be like leaders in a way for the women and stuff like that.
For the women?
For like doctors or something like this?
Oh, doctors over here, right?
I mean, you know, like they're supposed to help heal and do stuff like
that. Oh, Lama.
Yeah.
That was Manna Rosha. Lama Miriam, maybe Rosha Sulam. Lama Miriam, maybe they used to do home remedies, they call them.
Hermana Kaden?
Hermana Kaden.
Hermana
Kaden, the first one. This is Sulam, Lama Miriam.
And the whole, all the Sephardims, they thought that everything worked, right?
Yeah.
They believed in it?
Well, sure. They used to make a saladura, you know, they used to close the people in the house for 7 days. And they stay with together
for illness?
Huh? Not here.
Before they used to do it.
Huh?
Before they used to do it here in America, in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles. In Los Angeles. Mrs. Angel,
Victoria?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know, don't say, but I know. La Madame Kademi, I used to stop by La Manna Roshan. those people used to go stay there.
Okay, well, oh, let's see.
Now, intermarriage about Ashkenazi now are people that are intermarrying more than they did before.
Mm-hmm.
The first Sephardim intermarriage with the Ashkenazi, we thought was something not right. But today, everything is all right, see? Because we got more acquainted, we know each other more.
Uh-huh. Let's see, I was doing some reading and it said that the Jewish section, this is in Rhodes. You, Grandma, you might be able to help me with this. The Jewish section of the city of Rhodes, you know, the quarter that the Jewish people had, it was right near the shipping district and the fishing wharves. Was it right near?
Near the ocean.
Was the closest part of the city to that stuff?
Well, that's in the city. The outside the Mandraki, you know where the Mandraki is?
Mm-hmm.
All that place there, outside the city, it was villages.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're building hotels and all that stuff. Never was hotels over there. Uh-huh. See, maybe it was one hotel, small one, something like that, but never was when we were there. But the Jewish people used to be inside the city. The section where the business was. See, the big stores, everything was inside the city.
You went to Rhodes?
No.
No.
Next time.
Oh.
Let's see. In Rhodes, do they have you ever heard of Minhag?
Huh?
Minhag?
Minhag is
what's Minhag?
It's like a rules or anything, something like that.
Minhag.
Well, that was just what I read. It's supposed to be like a constitution or something, you know, like rules or
Minhag is a service.
Oh, that's something different then.
Huh?
That's different.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Parnassim?
Parnassim, yeah.
The judges?
Yes.
Do they rule over the people?
Yeah, Parnassim Tovim, they call them.
Tovim?
Tovim, bueno.
Good.
Yeah. No, well, in Hebrew, Parnassim Tovim means just good judgment. You know, when you wish somebody good this and good judgment for whatever you decide.
Uh-huh. And did these people have control over the people? Like they were the judges of the Jewish?
Yes. The ones they used to have that is the community, the leaders of the community, and also we have the Chacham Bashir, you know, the head of the rabbi. Used to be responsible to the Sultan.
Mm-hmm.
And Sultan has control of him. He was the one responsible to the Sultan. If the rabbi says, you know, that rabbi Chacham Bashir, he used to say, get that man out of the jail, they used to get him out. If he even didn't do anything wrong, he had the thing from the king that he should have the right.
The king, huh?
Yeah, the Sultan.
Mm-hmm.
The Sultan appoint him, he recognize him as the head of the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Anything comes up, he has to go through him.
Mm-hmm.
And he can go to jail or any place and and if you ask him to take this man out, they'll let him out. If he says, arrest that man, he'll arrest him, that man.
What was the name of this guy?
Chacham Bashir.
Bashir?
Chacham Bashir means the head of the rabbi. Anybody, when somebody dies, or if this rabbi dies, somebody has takes over.
There's nobody really famous then, huh?
No, Chacham Bashir means the head of the rabbinical. But the real rabbi, religious, is another one, that is, which they work together. We call them a Rav.
Mm-hmm.
See, Rav, we don't even call them Rav, you know, Rav is higher than rabbi. The Chacham Bashir is appointed by the, approved and appointed by the king. He sends it to the country, and he, You know, in Turkey before the Sultan, you know, the Jewish people and the Greek people, they used to live very, very happy. You could never get a better country than the other. No liberty, no nothing. I mean, nobody can get into this house here without the rabbi approval. See, the rabbi has to, the chief rabbi, you know, he has to come over before any Turkish soldier can come in or do anything. They couldn't arrest any Jewish people without the permission of the rabbi, the Aram Bashi, they call him the head of the rabbi. See, he's supposed to do it. He has to send his commissary to go ahead to the Turkish people, the Turkish soldiers, they're going to go and arrest that man. He has to go together.
Is it
called? No.
Is it called?
No. Papa, have you heard of David Nodrica?
David Nodrica, he's here.
He wasn't here early though.
Oh no.
Okay.
He was in Portland, Seattle, Portland.
Okay.
Not here.
Okay. That's been pretty good, Pop.
And the comunidad, the membership, the rest of the members, they split in three the division. The community, the Abacharon, which was the comunidad, and the Haim Bechesed, and the Tuvis. You know, it's hard to be. They had an organization by itself. And then it's hard to be when with most of the members of this they went with the Chaim Bechesed.
But none of those three groups were they weren't official. They were just groups. They split.
But they had their own charter.
Only one of them could have the charter.
But one, yeah. But each one had different name charter.
Oh. When they split it,
when they split, the Abad Shalom had his own. No, Abad Shalom, it was thrown out altogether. They didn't want it.
Ah.
So the other one, they called himself Haim Bechesed, which is Shkatel. You know, Shkatel, you know, Shkatel.
Yeah.
That guy, he was the head of them, and when he separated, and they called himself Haim Bechesed. And then the Tuvil, also they had a fight, they split, and they went over the other side. They make their own, they used to have their own services. Their
they
own
cannot home. Be at the Tuvil.
They had about 15, 18 people, 20 people, like members, you see. But they never paid very much dues, because there were no expenses, nothing, they were merchants, not over the Rabbi. The old man used to be, and the sons, all their sons was and that father to be, he was he used to work for the government. Yeah, he used to be a sheriff. He was a chaplain. One of them was with Biscuits. Sheriff Biscuits, he was a big man.
What about, did we have a Talmud Torah?
We had Talmud Torah. We started out Talmud Torah when we were in 17th in Georgia, not very much.
No.
But
we had small. Not Talmud Torah, John?
He came in, a father came in, Victoria.
Yeah.
The father came in from Shanghai. Only permitted him, only could be sent to my Rabushai from Rabino. We didn't like him in the way he was teaching and everything. He was no man. So we let him go. Then after we came over here, then we have Haji Haim. I'm 48.
Yeah, Mike.
He's back over there.
And Haji used to take the kids there?
They all used to live in downtown, Victoria.
Just the same, bro.
They used to go. They used to go.
You know how far? It was at least about 25 blocks.
Well, they used to go, Victoria.
See of that Talmud Torah.
What is it?
And the and that's your service and holidays?
About you downtown. On 17th in Georgia? Were you there? 17th in Georgia? Was he there sometimes in Germany? Some of our friends presidenting? Huh? Did you ever know
that?
The brother stood in. The brother stood in with Mr. Cohn.
Oh, yeah, sure. We were married.
That's all.
Sure. Well, no, I don't the, remember to have the. Over there, you used to rent for the holidays.
No, that was our own building.
Well, after, you know.
Yeah. And then after we rented to him, when we came over here, we rented that to some painters. And after the painters came and moved out, we got, we sold it.
Why did you come? From Salonika, right?